We all know and love Ben Higgins and his future fiance Lauren Bushnell from season 20 of The Bachelor. But what happens after the final rose is handed out and normal life ensues? A new reality series exclusively on Freeform, Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After, will follow the happy couple as they prepare to walk down the aisle and begin their brand new life together while navigating the real world after the splendor of The Bachelor's exotic dates and fantasy suites has ended. You will get to see Ben and Lauren navigate love and life just like any other couple, from negotiating on whether or not to get new furniture after Lauren moves into Ben's house, to sharing secrets as they bond as a couple. Bachelor fans will get the first true look at what really happens after the final rose. And you won't want to miss visits from some of your Bachelor and Bachelorette fan favorites. Watch the new series Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After on Freeform, the new name for ABC Family, starting October 11th. Download the app and go to freeformchannelfinder.com to find Freeform in your local area. Hey guys, you're watching the Dance with the Stars After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We figured this would be a good song to open to, because everyone knows this, and they opened the show with it. We're gonna open the show with this, so it's gonna be great.
Thanks again for joining us, guys. We're so excited. This is such a fun week on Dancing with the Stars TV night. But I'm your host, Annika Michelle. With me are my lovely co-hosts.
Hey guys, I'm Justine. You can find me on everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine. I do fun. I'm like, do makeup, hair, fun, everything, all that good stuff. You can find me on Twitter at Let's Face It 33. My words today, oh my God.
Hey, I'm Laura Beth, and you can follow me on Twitter at LadyLBH.
Where are you from?
I'm from England.
There you go. She's got the accent and everything.
What part?
I'm from Leeds in the north of England.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love the accents.
Well, like, if anyone's watching from Leeds, there you go. We have one in the house tonight. I really liked this. I love it when they do themes on this show, especially
Me
TV
too.
Night. I feel like it's such a fun theme, and people get to dress up and play characters, and a lot of the actors get to like kind of go back to their TV show days, which is so awesome to see. Overall, I thought it was a great night. It was fun. There was definitely good moments. And before I get into who I think will be eliminated, let's start with Maureen McCormick and Artem's Quickstep.
And I think that everyone is doing pretty great this year.
Yeah.
Like, there's nobody that's really, well,
there's a few people that are a bit weaker, not that great,
but I don't know, overall, I think that everyone is doing a pretty good job, and I know that sounds kind of like, whatever, but I don't know, I'm really excited about this season.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah.
I still have my votes on who I think is going to win and take it home, but,
Me too.
Right now, there's a lot of good dancers.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good
dancers.
Know.
Sometimes the ones that start off the strongest, then they don't really have so far to go. And
that's
the
true.
Audience love the underdog
yes.
and the ones that progress.
Yeah.
And voting for the underdog because they can relate with them more than the person who's already good from day one, you know?
Right.
So I'm excited.
Let's get
I'm
into
excited.
It.
First one, which we opened with, was Maureen McCormick and Artem's Quick Step. And I love that Florence Henderson made a little cameo in it
love
because
it.
She played Marsha Brady and they had Florence play her mom again.
Tell me that those two don't look, I mean, obviously a little bit older, but they look
exactly
the
same.
Like, I was looking at them, and I was, some people you could tell when they age, and they just look exactly the same. I'm like, okay, Marsha. Like, what?
Yeah, no,
it's
100%.
Crazy.
100%. And I have to give my hats off to the prop department and set decorators because they had did every single TV show or whatever. They did it. They made the living room of Brady Bunch. They did it for Taxi. They did it for Married with Children. I mean, they... And these are fast. Like, I'm telling you guys, I worked on the show, and these are... It's a, what, two-minute commercial break? That's how long they have. That is it.
I was going to say, the sets were really, really, really great. And I wrote down some of, like, you know, when I get to them, my favorite ones. And, yeah, they did a really amazing job. Now, because you said you worked on Dancing with the Stars, you said it's only about, what, like 2 minutes in between? Do they have any more, like, especially if there's, like, bigger props?
No, it's a live show. It's live in New York. So there is a lot of guys. I'm telling you, there's so many people that work on this show. There's a lot of guys, and they just go, like, they practice it. It's like a dance. I'm not even joking. It's like a dance for them, because if one person messes up the whole set, and like it's a live show, what are you gonna do? The set piece isn't up, you know what I mean? So my hat's off to that department. Every time I'd see them do it, it was like, my God, I wish the cameras were rolling to see how hard these guys work. It was insane.
And so when it comes to rehearsals, it's not just, because in my head, you know, like when you're not working on it, right. I'm like, oh, it's just the dancers. They're just rehearsing for rehearsals. Are they like all made up, the sets, everything?
Rehearsals are not really made up. Like for camera blocking, you see like, you know, some of the footage, they're still in like, they're regular gym clothes. Like, oh, sets, yeah. They have to do it for camo blocking to get the time.
Yeah.
Because they have to practice it. They can't practice it the night of the show.
Right.
Well, look at that, guys. You know? So they got to get it down. It's honestly like a dance themselves, and it's a harder dance than I think some of these people have to dance on their own.
Probably like a dumb question, but for me, watching it, you don't realize it. You forget. Yeah. So me, I'm like, I didn't even think about it, but I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes.
It's a lot.
And I think the dancers did really well dealing with the set.
Like yes.
Dealing with props and
working
all of
that. With it.
Yeah, because that can really throw you off when you rehearse your routine and you're in the studio.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you go on stage and then suddenly there's props and there's other dancers and everything's going on around you, and that can just throw you off on the night. And
it's,
I think,
true.
They did great. And the costumes were brilliant.
To the point of each dance. Literally. They all
so
killed
well
it. I love
done.
It.
I loved it. Yeah.
But the Brady Bunch one, as they did a quick step, Maureen and Artem. And I loved it because they incorporated the beginning, they're all on the couch, you know, and they did like the kind of theme mm-hmm. song, and it kind of ended with them back on the couch too, so it began the same way it ended. It was cute because it sounded like Florence was getting mad at her, like, Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, they said it three times. I was so excited.
She's good.
She's so cute.
She needs to like work on her core, and then everything's going to sort of come together a little
yeah.
bit more, I think, for her technically. But I thought she did really well. It was very well polished.
Yeah.
You know, very polished routines. A lot of them were, though.
She has great form and she has great confidence. You know,
yeah.
even if her voice is shaking, you can tell she's a little bit kind of nervous. She has really great confidence. And like I said, her form, she really good.
Yeah, and she's not a teenager anymore. I mean, we all know this.
Even
I mean,
she still kind of looks
yeah,
like it.
Yeah, she still does. She looks amazing. And Bruno noticed like a couple of footfalls that she did, but let me tell you, I didn't notice that, and I thought she did great. I mean, of course, they're judging, so they're like looking for that specifically because they have mm-hmm. to judge on the dancing, not really the whole. I mean, performance too, but they're there to judge on the dancing,
yeah,
so
like,
they
see,
pay attention to that.
I didn't notice
you know?
That, but then
I didn't
I'm not
notice
like a,
it.
A judge dancer, you
right?
Know,
so, but they still got a 26.
Right. Yeah.
That's really not good. A bad score for tonight. That's honestly. Towards the higher up in the middle area. They did good. I think they did great. And
I think they did good.
And the judges seem to love it. The fans seem to love it. And I can't wait to see what they come up with next week. We don't know what the theme, I mean, tomorrow night is the elimination, but they didn't tell us what the theme is for next week. So I can't wait to see.
I know. I look forward to that every week. I'm like,
what they do.
I was like thinking, I don't know why, one of my favorites is when they will do Disney.
Oh my gosh,
so
I love that
I'm
night.
Like, that's like all I keep thinking. I'm like, maybe next week, but
yeah,
we probably have a little.
That's usually
little
towards
longer.
Like the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do like Cinderella and all the princesses.
Ah,
I love
stop.
It.
I can't.
I love that night. But I thought they did a great job, and I can't wait to see more.
I'm excited.
I was very excited. The next one was Jana Kramer and Gleb Savchenko, who did the tango with Gavin DeGraw performing the One Tree Hill theme song.
And she was injured, wasn't she?
She was.
Her ribs.
Yeah.
And she was a trooper. She just went out there. You would not have known
no.
had we not seen the intro about her.
I'm the biggest baby, so if that
yeah.
ever happened to me, I'd be like, eh. No, she did amazing. And of course, they looked sexy and hot like
of
usual.
Course.
Like, that girl can never not look hot.
Even
like,
injured and in pain, her face just, like, did not show it.
Nope.
Her face did not
yeah.
show that she was struggling. I mean, that's
she's
a trooper.
Beautiful.
That's insane. I don't know if I would have been able to get through it if that was me, honestly.
No.
Like, I'm going to set this one off. Thank you.
And
no,
then
she did great.
I also wrote down, I forgot who exactly said it, but one of the judges said that she had great legs.
Yes.
So to really
Julianne
make sure.
Huff.
It was Julianne. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so she has great legs. But you need to make sure to. She needs to make sure to keep them pointed because
yes.
if she doesn't elongate them or point them, it kind of takes away from so doing that long kind of like leg and
yeah.
then
and a floppy
cutting
foot
it short
is like not going to do
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, it takes away from that.
Yeah,
takes away from that whole that entire
it's
look.
True.
So I think besides that, she has great posture. She's
yeah.
can I say flexible?
Very flexible.
Yeah, she's great.
She has great flexibility. Yeah. And because she looks the part, I think it helps.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when they just look perfect, like they are a dancer, then
yeah.
it's kind of
yeah.
like halfway there.
Yeah, they look great, and she did great. And little tidbit information, Gavin DeGraw, who performed the song, he was on the season that I worked with Karina. He was partners with Karina. And I have to say, just as an insider point of view, Gavin DeGraw is by far one of the nicest people I have ever worked with.
Really?
He was like the nicest guy, and I remember I won't forget this, at the rap party they played his song like over the DJ played his song, and like everyone's like, Gavin, it's your song, you know, like kind of making fun of him, and he just like, you know, most celebrities would be like, hey, but he was just like so cool and chill about it. Like, he's just honest, and he would say hi to everybody that he passed.
I love that.
He was honestly one of the nicest guys, so I just need to say I thought that was really cool that they brought him back and like back into the ballroom to kind of incorporate him. And I think he's performing tomorrow night too in the elimination episode, so
they love Gavin.
Yeah, and he's, I mean, there's honestly, if you meet him, you'll know he's one of the nicest guys I've ever worked with. So I'm happy they brought him back, and I'm happy that he got to sing that. I thought that was a really cool way to incorporate the theme song into the dance. That was really cool.
Yeah, I like it when they do that. It's interesting though that some of them get a little special theme
incorporated,
and then others don't. I'm like, how do they choose who gets that?
I think it's just what will get like fans.
What works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
It was great. It lifts the whole piece. It's like another dynamic.
For sure. And some of them, like we talked about last week, use like the extra dancers, the troop dancers, and some of them just choose to go out on their own. Some of them choose to use Florence Henderson. Some of, you know?
Yeah.
So it's interesting how what they choose like affects their dance, but I think everyone chose correctly tonight. The ones who did group, I thought it was great. The ones who did individual, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think everyone did really, like, I already said it. Everyone did pretty good.
Yeah. Next dance, Governor Rick Perry.
Oh. Poor guy.
And Emma Slater with a Quick Step.
Oh, poor Rick. I think he's the cutest with his little smile and his enthusiasm. I cannot talk tonight. A for effort for him all the time. But what I did agree with the judges was that he's enthusiastic. Like, you really can't beat him being enthusiastic and smiling and jumping around. But he is very, 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 very stiff, and he needs to lighten up on his feet. Because if he lightens up on his feet and kind of relaxes, I think it'll be a total game changer for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. He was a bit like a pony sort of trotting around the place. But he has this stage presence, doesn't he? And you can just tell he's either loving it or he's so petrified he's just smiling his way through it. Like, yeah, I don't know which one it is yet, but it's fun to watch.
It is cool to watch. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, when we were watching it, Jake and Jenna's dance kind of got cut off, so we did not see that one, and it was not online. We looked. It was not up yet. So as far as I know, they were the lowest score of the night with a 22. I mean, I don't know what Jake and Jenna got, but this is not knowing their score.
Yeah.
Governor Rick Perry and Emma Slater with the Quick Step got a 22.
Yep. Green Acres they did it to.
They did it to Green Acres, which I have to say, I don't know if you guys watched Beverly Hills Hillbillies. I don't know if you guys remember that show.
Never seen it.
Emma's dress, it's kind of an older show. Mm-hmm. I saw on like reruns, but whatever. Emma's dress reminding me of the girl from Beverly Hillbillies more than
really?
Like, yeah, I don't know why. They're kind of the very same genre of a show, but I do have to agree. I feel like he's very stiff and like terrified. I just want him to like I want him to like loosen up and not have macaroni arms, but just like, you know, like
and
just
I think
let loose.
And I think that even when he's scared, he's so stiff.
Yeah.
But even when he's scared, he's always smiling, so it's like that petrified smile, but he definitely was more loose this
week.
Oh,
yeah, 100%.
So like I will be curious to, as far as he goes along, to look back on his first dance. And
right.
It's probably going to be really, like, crazy to see the side-by-side.
And don't forget, he is doing this to be able to dance with his daughter at her wedding. So, like,
that's the reason.
You know, he needs to be able, I think, cute. It is really cute. And I think, like you said, he will be able to loosen up and get better as time goes on. Because he's not a professional dancer by any way, shape, or form. So it's not easy. I don't know if you guys have ever tried to do any of these dances, but they are not easy to do.
He's going to walk into his
daughter's.
Why is my mind like this today? He's going to walk into his daughter's wedding and dancing, and people are going to be like, he's the best dancer there.
Yeah. So. I mean, we see him up against other people that have dance experience or gymnastic experience and pros, so it's kind of hard to like say with that. But I think in the wedding, he'd be killing it. He will be killing it. But
yes.
I do hope they come back. Bruno and Len do give them both a 5. So
yeah, but they're one of those underdogs. I mean, you know, there's so many people that are going to be voting to see him next week.
Oh, wait.
I think so.
A little tidbit information. So you know how the judges, like, all raise their, like, paddles for the score. Mm-hmm. So before they raise their paddles, like, when they're like, we're going to go to the judges' score, and, like, you don't really see them, what they're actually doing is writing down on a piece of paper what the number is that they're going to give, and they pass it down, like, to the producer at the end. And that producer tallies it up because they need to know what number they're putting on the screen before it's up on the paddles. Oh. So they need to know what number each judge. So once they've written it down and passed it to the producer, they cannot change their score.
Oh, so no. Yeah. So you're saying when they're talking, like when, so wait, I'm sorry, when do they write it?
Like, okay, so
when?
Like, they're like, okay, so everyone gives notes and notes, and like, they usually say, okay, go upstairs to get the judges.
Gotcha.
Okay. So during that moment of like, go do something else, and we're going to distract you for
gotcha.
A second.
Gotcha, okay.
They write it down on a piece of paper, pass it down, and they all pass it down, and once it's written, they cannot change it because that's the number that's going up on the screen.
Gotcha. That's why the hosts are like, okay, so how did you feel
yeah,
about this dance?
They're like, kind of
like,
stall for
out
a second.
Of breath, dying. Yeah. Like, it's fine, let's get. So yeah. I know my score.
Let's get the judges' scores. Yeah, that's because they need to pass down the notes. A little insider info for you guys.
I love this little insider stuff from me.
This is Marianica. You know everything from the inside.
Four seasons on the show, man.
If anybody has any questions, you know who to ask.
There you go. Okay, so the next one, that was Rick and Emma. The next one was Calvin Johnson Jr. and Lindsay Arnold doing the foxtrot. You guys!
I love him. One of my favorites, by far.
His smile! So cute.
All I'm going to say right now is his smile. You guys can keep continuing.
Yeah.
My favorite.
He looks great, like... And I think he's going to progress a lot because he's a footballer, he's an athlete, he's got all that, like, tone, he's ready to go, he's been great in the lifts, but he just needs, I don't know, I feel like maybe it's not quite controlled as a dancer yet.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'll give him a ballet class or something so he, like, really lifts up and then it all becomes a bit more dancerish at the minute. He's great, he's got the energy and the strength, but... just maybe needs containing, and then he's gonna be like exceptional, probably.
Yeah, he's gonna be. I mean, I literally smiled through the entire dance.
I know, I just like.
I smiled through the entire. That's like I literally wrote smile through the entire dance, like the entire thing. I was so happy.
The thing is that he's learning how to deal with the height difference.
Yeah,
because he's so much taller, and like what I'd love to see is some lifts. With her because he's so strong, first of all, he'll be able to lift her, and the height, I just think it would be really cool. I'd love to see something like that. But then another little tidbit, a lot of people probably know, but a lot of football players, I don't know if it's still like that, but they are forced to take ballet.
They are? Oh, so he's not, already done it.
It's not like mandatory, but I've known a lot of it's not like
a lot do. I think it helps with their like form and coordination and like yeah.
I don't know if that's really a thing anymore, but I used to hear about it a lot, and so who knows,
maybe he's done it then.
Yeah, he's never said anything, but
no, I sound like the first week that he didn't have dancing experience because his sister was giving him a hard time. Remember, like, oh, you can't do this.
Exactly,
kind of thing.
Yeah, so maybe he didn't
do
the ballet.
Like, I think he's got the natural, like, rhythm down. And I have to say, I love that he was Urkel because they showed his Halloween picture. And then Jaleel White surprised him.
Oh, that was brilliant.
That was so cute. That was so cute.
I love this TV week. It's just, oh, I love it.
That
love
was
the
so
theme.
Cute. And he was also, Jaleel White was also on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He is also a very nice guy, in case anyone's wondering.
Anything that you know, it could be like how it could be how the floor smells.
Literally,
I want to know
how the floor smells, like sweat. I don't know.
Like I want to know everything.
Yeah, no, he's honestly a very nice guy as well, and I got to work on his season briefly, so he was really cool, and just he truly was happy to be there. Like he was one of those dancers that was like, oh God, please, I hope I make it. Not like, please put me off the show. I'm so tired.
Yeah,
you know, because there were dancers like that, but. Like, oh, God, please vote me off. Please. Like, they're secretly hoping that they didn't get votes because
really?
They wanted to go home. Yeah.
I'm not would they be, like, really vocal about that?
No, because you're not allowed to be.
Oh, so how would you know? Just because you're, like, hanging out behind and would hear it?
Well, they can't say it on TV. They
well,
can't
no,
tell
I know,
you.
I know.
Hey, guys, please don't vote.
I want to go home.
You're
now.
Missing my point. You know what it is? Because I'm trying to picture you, and I think I keep forgetting how close you are.
Oh, like,
behind
to them.
The
yeah. Yeah,
like, because, you know, there's a lot of people that work behind
oh, yeah,
scenes,
no,
but they're
no,
in other
you're
rooms.
Like, I'm, like, up in the freaking skybox with them.
That's
you hear everything and you see everything, and so like they would.
Oh, you had the dream.
So people,
oh,
like,
you had the dream job.
Oh God, I really hope they don't vote for me next week. And the other people are like, oh my gosh, please, I really want to stay. You know, but like, of course, on TV, they're like, vote, 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 because they can't.
And have you seen firsthand, like, a couple that
wants to go home that doesn't get voted off. Yes, yes I have. And then they were miserable.
And then people that were like wanted to stay, they went home.
Yeah, I feel like the people, I feel like more it was happening that people that wanted to go home were getting a lot of votes because they were just tired. They wanted it to end and they wanted to just come back for the finale, you mm-hmm. know, and clap. But yeah, I feel like that happened a lot more than people expect because obviously they look enthusiastic on TV.
Yeah, and, like it seems like they want to be there.
Yeah, but I mean, this is only the second week. So wait till, you know,
yeah, 5 weeks
midweek in and you're exhausted and your body's hurting and you've been dancing and you're tired and you're just like, oh my gosh, I just want to leave now, you know?
And I think you pick up on it sometimes in rehearsals.
Yeah.
And they start to get a little bit of like, I don't know, a bit of tension between the pro and the celebrity. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Bristol Palin, she didn't always look too enthusiastic in rehearsals. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her and Mark Ballas. And I don't know, they probably got on really well, but just when it came to dancing and rehearsing, she didn't seem that like excited about it.
There.
Yeah,
it's exhausting. They were like 14, 15 hours. Like, it's insane. Their schedules are insane. So they really are tired, you know, like, and they have other things going on. Like, you saw the race car driver, he had that, like, they have other things. They're not just doing this a
like,
lot
it's
of
not
fun.
Just dancing. Yeah. I would be wiped.
It's exhausting. But they're doing great. My hat's off to them. Right now, they seem like they all really want to be there. I mean, it's the second week. I hope they do. So, but Calvin and Lindsay got a 28 on their Foxtrot, and I thought it was the cutest thing, and I thought they did so well.
I think they're one to
love him.
Yeah.
I think they might go really far.
I'm going to say top four.
Top four?
Top four.
I would say that, too.
Top four. They're going to make it into the top four.
I'm looking at the other, couple others because I'm like, I think that also, I'm thinking about, I don't know, we'll keep going. Because okay. I'm trying to think of my top four and I'm like, oh, I'm still
as
not sure.
To
they're
it,
definitely
you can
in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that they're definitely going to be in there.
The next one, Amber Rose and Max, Game of Thrones Viennese Waltz.
Ba-ba-boom.
Wowie, Khalees and Drogo.
Between Amber's hair, boobs, and ass. Like, everything. She was like a triple threat. I mean, I'm not saying you can't be a triple threat with no hair. Like,
yeah.
Of course you can. I had a shave. My head was shaved last year. Like, so I understand that, like, you know, you can still like look good with it, but
right.
That sounded really weird. I don't know how I'm trying to explain this right now. I'm not saying you can't be good looking without hair. That's not what I'm saying. But I just think it... just adds to her. I love it.
Yeah.
Every time she, like, whenever I see her with hair or wig, I'm like, yes.
She looks great. She looks
so
great.
Do you think she looks really nervous, though?
I think she was nervous. I think it showed
a little bit. Overcome with nerves, yeah.
She was last week,
maybe
too.
She, yeah, lacking in confidence of her ability, and I think if her mind changes, then maybe her performance will really change as well.
And I think Game of Thrones was a great one for her, because they had that whole, like...
feisty.
I don't know how to explain it. Explain this better for me. That whole,
like,
what feel. I don't know how
chemistry
to...
chemistry and the intensity.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
Just... my words. I know what I'm thinking. I'm picturing it, and I'm like,
they connected to each
other
as partners.
Yeah, they just... they. Yeah, I really... I think they look great together, too.
I like them as a pairing. I like them as partners for sure. And at the same time, you guys, I found out some information about Amber Rose this week.
Wow.
So she had an interview with the Hollywood Gossip, and she told them that she thinks that the show is rigged, and it's going to be hard for her to win the Mirror Ball because Lori Hernandez has been given the most airtime out of everybody. That is, in quotes, what she has told the Hollywood Gossip.
But what do you mean airtime? They all have...
they all have
equal
the dance,
airtime.
But if you think about, like, promos, if you think about, like, trailers, if you think about Instagram, if you think about Twitter, if you think about, you know.
And is it? Do they do that?
I honestly haven't noticed. I mean, I guess maybe I do watch, like, Max. I do follow, like, Val and stuff on Twitter, and so I maybe see there's more, but it's not because I think they have more airtime. I think it's because... that's who I follow on social media.
And she specifically said Lori.
Specifically said Lori has the most airtime out of everybody, which is why she thinks it's going to be really hard for her to win the Mirror Ball when Lori's getting all the press or the...
See, the thing is, I didn't see it like that. The only reason... well, I mean, I love Lori. She's one of my favorites. I think she's going to go far because she's just amazing. But also so because, like... does she realize that the Olympics, like, just ended? Like, she's... right now, gymnastics, like, they're huge. Like, Laurie, Simone Biles, like, those gymnastics girls, like, they're huge. So it's, like, it's still kind of everywhere. She's kind of everywhere, not just on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you look her up and she's she's all over the place
online.
Well,
maybe that's what she means then, because she feels like Lori's getting the most kind of attention from the show.
Yeah, I think she's getting attention without the show.
I feel like I see them more in promos. Like, coming up this week on Dancing with the Stars, clip, 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 and it's always, like, Lori and Val and da-da-da, you know? And maybe she's complaining that she is not in the promos as much, but, I mean, I don't know if ABC has seen this interview or heard it, but I'm curious to see if they're going to change the way and give her a bit more airtime or...
And when was this?
This was after last week's dance. It's recent. Yeah. And so, to me, she didn't seem like she got any extra airtime this week, but...
Yeah.
She did her dance, like everyone did. She did her dance, she went upstairs, they got the score, and move on. That's what everyone did today.
Well, and we watch it, too. I don't know if you guys see it differently. Obviously, we don't watch commercials, so right. We're always fast-forwarding, and we watch it here in the studio right before, and then we come right in here and film, so... I don't really see promos for it, and I don't, you know, besides the shows that I do here, I don't watch a lot of cable, so I'm not noticing a lot of, like, previews for it because, just like I said, we watch it here.
Yeah,
so, I mean, if anybody really does see a lot of the previews for it, definitely let us know, because, I mean, I don't really get
seen
to see
any
it.
To mm-hmm. see.
What about you?
No, I mean, I think maybe she's kind of upset that I also think maybe she's kind of been in the middle of the dances, like, and Lori's kind of towards the end, and I feel like towards the end dancers, like towards the end of the show, kind of get remembered a little bit more, mm-hmm. only because it's like it's a 2-hour show,
yeah,
things get lost in the middle, you know, if you're not like sitting and taking notes, you're just watching for entertainment. Maybe that's what her fear is, like maybe she wants to be towards the end so she can be remembered or first instead of kind of like, you know.
Well, yeah, like, because we noticed, didn't we, they kept mentioning Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
And we kept thinking, oh, Ryan's next.
Ryan's coming
and
next,
and he wasn't.
Yeah.
And they kept saying it. We were like, oh. So I did notice they said his name. Well, it felt to me like
they did.
Right.
If they're at the end, then obviously they're still talking about them to come. If you're first, then
you've been and gone, and you're done.
Yeah, so maybe there's something in that. And I wonder if, you know how we were saying that she seems quite... lacking in confidence in her. I wonder if this is all affecting her. Because then you see others that come out and they're just loving it. They're like, you know, just so happy and enjoying it. And then it comes across to the audience and then we love it more, you know?
Yeah.
When they're loving it, we love it.
It's true. It comes across the TV and hers is kind of a bit more nerves. I hope she can get rid of it. I mean, she kept the 3/4 time that you need for the Viennese waltz. So that was nice.
Yeah.
And her family, like, all screamed for her. I don't know if you guys heard it. We definitely did. But her family was like, yeah! She's like, sorry, that's just my family. You know, like, she has her support system there. It's not like no one came to watch her in the show, you know?
Yeah,
so
she's just a little nervous. I think she'll warm up to it. But I love that the judges said that they connected, that she connected to Matt, that they really, really did connect. But that, yeah, she seems a little bit uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
She always seems a little uncomfortable. But as a hair and makeup artist, she looked freaking beautiful.
Yeah.
And also that stage with that smoke and that fire, that was one of my favorite sets. Like, this is not
talking
about the dancing right now.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite sets of the whole night.
And like, Max's body paint. Looked off, out of control.
They did. Like, with the, I just loved how they had the smoke and the fire.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it looks so good. And, yeah, with the body paint, that takes a long time.
It's not easy.
Yeah, for this show specifically, between all the hair and makeup, the props, the everything, it's not just a one night deal. This is like a week's process.
Yeah.
Like, it is crazy. This show is,
because all the costumes are hand sewn for that person.
It's really sewn for that person on their body.
Like, it's crazy.
Like, this show is so much talent. So much. It blows my mind. I would kill.
Yeah.
Kill to do makeup on the show. Oh my God. Especially watching this, I was like, yes.
It's insane. It's a fun show. It is.
I want Halloween to come around now.
Right?
Yeah, that would be good. I feel like they dress up anyway. They don't need Halloween to dress up. But they did get a 24, which tied them with Ryan and Cheryl with a 24 as well.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, they were the two 24s just above Rick and Emma, so... We'll see. We'll see if they're what's going on tomorrow. But we'll talk about predictions in a little bit. The next one
we didn't get to see.
Oh yeah, we missed Jake.
Yeah, was that after that one? It was.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, we really did try. We for some reason the TV went black on Jake and Jenna's,
And like, we were literally sitting there.
We rewind and fast forward, rewind and fast forward. There's, like, nothing there.
We're like, I mean, I'm sorry if you hate us, but, like, we literally cannot, like, we couldn't do anything about it.
So, you tell us what you guys thought about Jake and Jenna's dance. And we will touch about it a bit next week. Hopefully, they're still safe tomorrow's show.
Yeah, because we don't have any time. Like, right when we're done, we go right on here. So, we didn't. Like,
we looked online. It wasn't on
there. Yeah, it wasn't up yet. So, we really didn't.
It'll be up tomorrow, but that's not going to help us for tonight's show.
So we're really sorry about that. We really did try.
Anyways, tell us what you guys thought about their dance. Let us know how it went because we weren't able to see it.
I know. I'm really bummed. I was really excited to see that.
I know. It looked kind of cool. It looked from the preview to commercial, but we didn't get to see what they did. Vanilla Ice and Whitney Carson did the Foxtrot to Married with Children, you guys.
I love him. He's so good.
That song's a little... like a little... It seems like it would be a little hard to do a dance to, but they... They did pretty good.
Love and Marriage. And
choreography. Yeah. Like, those dancers that make up that choreography, like, they're brilliant.
And to do Peggy Bundy for never seeing that show, she got the character down pat, the way she walks and everything. And they both played the characters on point. And even the judges said that. They said you guys were the characters on point.
I loved her little, the cheetah print dress. And it had, like, little black lace. And then she had the red belt with the red lip and, like, the nice, like, poofy hair. Like, that's how I used to dress when I was in my Jersey Shore days.
Oh, there you go.
Because I'm from Jersey.
About Justine.
I'm from Jersey, so, like, I still kind of like that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I still like that look.
No, I mean, she looked great. And I was surprised she was able to kind of dance in that dress. But I really liked it. I mean, I have to agree with Carrie not to maybe lip sync. But I think he just got caught in the fun moment. And he just was like, I'm performing, you know?
Yeah. That's like his character, his personality.
Yeah. And I noticed Ryan Lochte did sing a couple of the lines of the Muppets song, too. So, you know, when you're happy and you're in it, it happens. I don't think it was purposely anything. But I liked it. I thought he did good. They did say that his hands are very big and then small, so they wanted him to find a happy medium with that. So it's not, like, huge and then small.
Yeah, because they were saying, like you said, played off the characters well. And he may, his hand gestures need to be more elegant because since he does have such, like, big hands and arms, and instead of going like this and making it so stiff, why don't you just try doing it and still bringing it out as much as you do, but just a little bit more softer. And no lip singing. It's distracting. That's what they said.
It's true.
I feel like that's just his personality, though. It's, like, wild. And then that's, like, his dancing.
I love him. Whoosh. He's so fun to watch.
Wild.
It was definitely a fun one to watch. I loved it. I loved how they brought the set into it as well. And they got a 26, which is towards the middle of the scores from tonight's performances. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. Fingers crossed. Hopefully they make it through. Hope you guys are voting.
Vote, vote, vote.
Yes. Okay, the next one we have to talk about. I mean, we're going to talk about all of them, but this one I have a lot of stuff to say. Tara and Sasha Quick Step to Bewitched.
Genius. I loved that one. So good. She's a really good dancer.
And I feel really like she dancer. Has to... She like Sasha said, they were never partnered face-to-face. They were always side-by-side, like, last week. So they didn't have to, like, partner up and, like, hold hands and, like, form and, like, keep up. And, like, it didn't look odd to me. I think they still matched together just fine. Like, they made it work.
I was really... Honestly... When you said that, I didn't even notice. Like, that's how much they looked. That's how comfortable they looked. Because thinking about their height difference, I remember last week being like, yeah, when they have to do a dance that's connected and holding hands and all that, it's going to be really, really hard for them. And I didn't even think twice about, oh, they had to do that because it looks so natural. Until you just said that, I was like, oh, my God, you're right. The height difference, they had to do that. It looked good. So... Yeah, that they did a really good job.
They were great. And I love, I'm sure people who were sitting in the audience did not see this, but on TV, it went from black and white to color, which is exactly what happened in Bewitched, if you watched, because the first beginning was black and white, and then it did switch to color. So I thought that was a really kind of clever way to show that.
I loved it.
And on top of that, I thought they did great. She even did the little nose thing that, you know, Samantha did.
Which I can't do.
And I can't do it either. But I just thought they looked great. And she got a 31, which was one of the higher scores of the night. She was great. She was... Lori Hernandez was 32 and she was 31. That's amazing.
She's so good.
And
does she have a previous a background in dance.
I do not think she does.
Yeah,
no.
She's just like very dancer,
like open.
Yeah, yeah, open, really good like form on her upper body.
Yeah,
maybe just really well trained.
Yeah, I mean, I think
some
she
people have natural
good posture.
Yeah, really,
I wish
natural
I could.
Abilities. Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could say I was one of those, but no. I can't wait. I have a feeling that they will definitely be back next week, and I can't wait to see what they will do. It's Sasha
She's
killed
great.
It. Yeah. Next one, Kenny Babyface Edwards and Allison. X-Files Argentine Tango.
So good and such a hard dance.
It is not an easy dance at all.
Argentine Tango, yeah. Like,
such
in
a
week
song.
Two?
Yeah.
That song, like that was like...
Yeah.
And that he kind of redid, he like produced a new sound to it.
Yeah.
To make the song, you know?
It.
So, Jeez. And like, I love that Toni Braxton came to give advice. Like, who else is coming in here? Like, you know?
And then, Toni Braxton came and gave advice. And then on the actual show, he has like all these people in the audience. They're like, who was it? He was in the audience and he waved Bobby Brown.
Yes.
He was in the audience
he
and
was.
It was just so, oh, I loved it. But I also loved, like I said, all of the set design. It was great. I loved the green lights and I loved how they were in all black and how at one point the lights went around them and as they were dancing, it looked like they were in like a cage and it was like moving.
Yes.
It was really cool.
It was
cool.
Really good.
So
and
designed,
he was worried like in the previews of it, like right before they started dancing, he was like, I don't know if I can keep a straight face. Like I'm going to keep smiling, you know, because that's his like natural thing to do.
Yeah.
But he kept a straight face. He showed that emotion. It was like powerful. They both connected and at the end, it was kind of like they were about to kiss, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They got really close to each other and I thought that was real. I thought that he did a great job. He brought it and I think everyone was really happy. I mean, the judges were, too. They gave him a 30, which is a great score for tonight.
Yeah. He had, like, loads of control, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like they said, it was really mysterious. And I think that came from his control, and it was all just, like... And I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I wasn't
his,
either.
Like, control. Yeah, no, I thought really? He would be cracking up halfway really? Through. I really did.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to start laughing. Here we go. But
like they said, mysterious and sexy. I always picture him as just like cute.
Yeah.
Smile. And
but he gave them mysterious and sexy. He did it. Number 30. He
Triple
got
threat.
It. He got Very it. Okay, good. You guys. Lori Hernandez and Val Schmerkovsky.
Wow. It's like we're in the finals watching her.
Come on.
I love
like,
it.
This
with
is
this jive.
Like, all right. So I just want to first off say this is... 100%, she's my favorite, and it's, you know, it's not just her dancing. I love her personality. She's so cute. She's only 16 years old,
yeah.
And I thought it was pretty ironic that she said that her two dreams in the world were to go to the Olympics and Dancing with the Stars. And at 16 years old, she has conquered them. My dreams are like, I don't know if they'll ever happen. So that is pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
But I still can't understand, until we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, how is it fair to have someone that like is... She almost has professional training because in gymnastics,
you
have
to
have a
that.
Dance routine along with it. How is that fair for people that like Governor...
Rick Perry.
How is that fair?
Like, I
don't
think
understand.
They do it for fair because if they... I think they just do it because it's ratings. It's people that people want to see.
But is it obvious? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we all know she's going to make it very far, if not win the mirror ball, you know? But I think that's what makes it exciting because it's like you want to see what she's going to do because you're so excited. She's so cute. Her emoji face, you know? And... You just want to vote for her. You like America kind of falls in love with her.
Yeah, and I think that's what we were saying earlier too is that people start to fall in love with you. Like not necessarily if you're the best dancer. There's a lot of people in here that they just root you on. So, but yeah, she's just incredible.
And I don't know if you guys noticed this because I definitely they covered it really well because you only notice in the very very beginning of the dance her knee is completely bandaged up on the side.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I noticed that, and I was like,
I didn't notice that.
Okay, yeah, that was literally if you didn't see that very beginning of the dance, you missed it. And then like later on. They didn't really kind of bring attention to her. The camera wasn't really there. So with the lights and the everything, you didn't really see it. But I have to say, this was kind of interesting. I read online that Lori Hernandez had not seen an episode of DuckTales ever before. So she had to watch YouTube videos to know what it was. And somebody was saying that it might be like Disney, you know, ABC Disney's like the same company. So they're like, it might be a promo for the new version of DuckTales coming out on Disney XD in 2017. Although it's kind of early to promo for it now. But I feel like maybe that's their way to, like, hey, guys, like, if the new one is coming out, you
definitely,
know?
Yeah. Who would have thought of DuckTales otherwise?
I know.
Never seen it. That's have you? Really,
I have seen it, yeah. Yes. I yeah. have seen it. No, but I haven't, I mean, I, yeah, I just thought it was interesting that she had to watch on YouTube. I mean, obviously because she's 16, but I just thought, like, that's probably why Disney was like, we're going to do DuckTales yeah. so we can early promote for Disney XD, you know, get these kids excited, get these moms knowing what's coming out.
That girl has the whole package. And like they were saying, the judges are just enthusiastic. She's yeah. like, technically great. I mean, I didn't have anything bad to say.
She has a snap, crackle, and pop, like Len said.
Right. But where does she go now? Like, how is she going to improve? She just seems perfect.
She seems so great.
I mean, but they're not giving her 10s. They're giving her 8s, which is damn good, but I'm saying.
She's still got the highest score of the entire night, 32.
So, but how can you do really any better? Like, I know that sounds stupid, but, like, every time I watch her, I'm like, I don't see anything wrong. But then again, I'm not, like, a professional dancer
right.
judging.
And they didn't
so.
Say anything bad about her either. I mean, she just did. She just is fantastic.
That's
and I don't
from,
think,
like, 10?
I don't, but I feel like it's too early. They don't start yeah. giving that to, like, late on in the season where yeah. it's more complicated dances,
right.
you know?
Yeah, maybe she has to do something harder.
Yeah, this is fun and fun. We're doing DuckTales, so.
I know. I just, I think I'm just too easy. I'd be like, okay, 10.
Yeah. I would so be I can't giving some 9s. This to, I would have, if I was sitting on the judge, I would have been like 9. I mean, they gave a couple 5s and 6s.
I could never. I think Julianne Hough, isn't she? I always notice she always, whenever it goes to her, I always notice she's going to go on the lower side. When, do you yeah. ever notice that? Like, I feel like she's a little bit tougher, even if she's not, like,
she agrees with Len more.
Yeah, like, she's not, like, tough in, like, a mean way where she yeah. give you a bad score, but she's all nice, and then it's like, oh, okay.
And I think everyone yeah. kind of was a little nervous when she was going to join the panel originally because they're like, oh, yeah, of course she's going to give Derek 10s all the time. You know, it's her brother, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice to see that she doesn't do that. She kind of does, mm-hmm. you know, still tell him, like, hey, da-da-da, you got to do this, you got to do that. So I think if she had done constantly like, oh, Derek, you're great, 10. Like,
I always
you know.
Forget. I obviously know they're brother, siblings, sister, yeah. but I forget because it's just so not connected on the show.
Yeah. I mean, they went on the tour together. They're awesome. So I think it's cool that she doesn't do that because I think she'd get a lot of backlash if she did.
Mm-hmm.
A lot yeah. of people will be coming after her, like, get her off this panel. Why is she giving Derek 10s and no one else, you know?
I love that she's on the panel. She's so pretty to look at.
She's gorgeous in person and on TV. Yeah.
I was going to ask.
She's yeah, no, fabulous. She's gorgeous in person and on TV. It's insane. It's insane. The next one, James Hinchcliffe and Sharna Burgess doing the Paso Doble to Walking Dead.
The
Those
beginning.
Bite marks.
Oh, my God, yeah. The beginning and the end with all the other cast members coming out. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that.
The stage, the smoke, so the cage, the zombie yeah. dancers.
The zombie dance.
God, I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And to only be able to do this in 1.5 days, like, that's insane, you know? So that's, they already cut an entire day of, like, what everyone else would have had. So this is, like, already a hard dance. And to think that he did this in 1.5 days and got a 29, so close to some of the top scores. Like, imagine if he had the other days to practice, he would have killed it.
He's, yeah. like they said, that he's basically just, he's a natural.
Yeah.
He's just a natural. He's like, oh, man, I didn't have enough days. Let's just try. And it's like, that was you trying?
Yeah, he watched.
Or that was you, like, kind of, like, not knowing. Like, come on, that was really good.
I mean, some really people good. Are born really with good. It, and he kind of has it in him, it seems like.
Yeah, a really good memory as well to remember that routine in such a short space
it's
of time.
It's not easy. Paso Doble is yeah. very intense, very, like, you know, ah-ha, like.
Yeah, and if he'd have gone wrong, you'd have noticed it, yeah.
Yes, for sure. And I thought they did great. I mean, the judges live did it. He had great lines. He moved well. He was fluid in his movements.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for being a race car driver, I just, right? like, you know, you don't expect that.
He's just like, yeah. He's like,
so.
You know what I was a little confused about? I wrote it down here in my notes that they talked him up so good. Like, they really didn't have that much to say. They said that, you know, his synchronizing, like, was on point, literally. That's what they said.
Yeah.
They said he was strong and fierce. They said just use the space around him. Don't be so vertical, like, instead of, like, going
right.
like this. Like, really use the space. Sorry, I mean to put that, like, right in front of you. But, so the way that they were talking, I'm not saying that's a great score, but I thought they were going to go, like,
a little higher?
Yeah, I thought some of the judges were going to go a little higher.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Right.
I was, too, because they were talking him up a lot. But I think he's really not that far down. 32 was the highest. 29,
yeah,
30,
exactly.
31. He's not. He's in tied with Mary Lou and Derek with 29. So.
And realistically, it's really like the voters.
Yeah.
Like, you could,
so you got to vote, man.
You could be the lowest and still make
it. Still make it through. It's true. It's very true. Got to keep voting for who you want, you guys. Check those numbers. Keep calling. Keep texting. Who you want on the show. The next one, Mary Lou Henner and Derek Hough with the Foxtrot. Taxi theme song, bringing it back to her taxi days.
He was like, this is going to be tough. Like the song, he was like, all right, we got to make this fun. I think they did a good job.
I liked it. I mean, I thought she definitely, I feel like she was, maybe her nerves were less and she was like smoother than the next week, more elegant, like just her lines. And even when he dipped her down and she put her like hand down, like I just thought it was, she was more into it this week, maybe a bit more comfortable on the dance floor. And I love when he like, not picked her up, but he kind of spun her around on the floor and her legs were like in a V.
Yeah.
I love that move. It was so smooth and that's not really an easy one to do.
Mm-mm.
So she did it effortlessly. It looked like it was like, map, this is nothing. Yeah. So
she's very elegant and natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said she's smooth, stylish, elegant, that she has so much expression. And for a song that was a little harder to do a dance like that too, and they didn't have like a huge set like when they did The Walking Dead, James, with the smoke and the cage and the zombies, it was a little bit not as flashy. And they just did great.
They still killed
it.
They
didn't need all of that.
They just needed the taxi.
Like we were saying in the beginning, they were just them two and that was it. That's all they needed.
And I don't know if you guys saw, I saw like a commercial or something this past week, or like maybe it was on dancingwiththestars.com. It was like a video about them, and they had taken a taxi to Mary Lou's house, the one that was like on stage. It looked like the one on stage, and then she's like, come on Derek, we're gonna go for a ride, and it shows them like cruising through LA in this taxi together. It was really cute, and I was like hoping they would show that kind of in the show package, but I don't know why they didn't.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know, for me it was sort of lacking something.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was. Because Derek Hough, he's usually like, he's one of the best choreographers on the show.
Right.
And usually it's like, oh my God, it's breathtaking, blah, 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 the whole way through. And then you come to the end and you're like, genius. Like, how did he think up that concept idea? How did he choreograph it all?
Yeah.
And to me, it wasn't that this week. It was great, but because I think we have such high expectations with Derek that then...
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think it was great technically, but... like, it's not something at the end of the night where I'd be like, that's my favorite, I remember it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, yeah.
But I think they'll still get the votes because it's Derek and Mary Lou, so I don't think they're going home.
That's so good.
Yeah. We have to wrap up quickly, but we're going to get to Ryan Lochte and Cheryl Burke first with a quick step
The
Muppets.
The Muppets.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I have to quickly add in there, obviously, we all know what happened with Ryan Lochte last week and those guys bum-rushing the stage. Like I said before, security is really tight on that show. So in order for them to do that, you guys saw they were in the floor seats near the judges. So they just kind of tore off their clothes and went on stage. And they had added security this week all through rehearsals, all through camera blocking, which they really don't have much added security. They have regular security because, you know, they're still stars. Mm-hmm. And they told the audience to come an hour earlier because, you know, everyone had to get patted down this week.
Oh, my
God. So, like, it was intense because, you know, that's scary if someone just bum rushes the stage like that. But... I'm glad no one insanely got hurt and those guys got charged with trespassing.
Oh my God. I honestly wanted to cry when they showed his mom in the audience. Like, I was like, I can't even imagine.
No, that's so hard to see your mom cry like that. But the quick step with the Muppets, I thought that was a fun song. I like that song, like, back from, you know, watching the Muppets and stuff. But, like, I'm just very surprised. Like they all kind of give him the same notes, like, straight back, maintain your frame. Like, for being a swimmer, that he's not a bit more fluid with his, like, movements. He's just very, like, stiff. And I feel like just kind of, like, you swim. Like, I don't know, this fluidity in you. Like, just bring it out and dance.
Yeah, but when he's swimming, he's doing the exact same movement over and
true.
Over and over every single day. There's no, like, change, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's holding him back. And I feel like Julianne mentioned about his swimmer's form or something. And I think his body is so used to being in
hunched
these positions.
Over, yeah.
Yeah, that even though he's really toned, maybe it's hard for him to loosen those muscles up.
To straighten up.
And straighten up. And I just wanted to see some Muppets.
Yeah.
Do you want to see some hand puppets at
like
the side?
Like actual ones.
Like,
that would be awesome.
Cut to them.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. I think they try to be like with the colors of their outfits, green
and
pink. Yeah, but
They just said not great with the footwork and work on the posture.
Yeah. I mean, they got a 24, so And I just thought it was funny because they were the only ones from the judges' comments saying that, well, if you make it next week.
I was noticing that.
And I was like, oh, that's funny. They got a 24, and there was people with a 22 who you did not say that to, Carrie-Anne.
Yeah,
you did not say that to Rick Perry if you make it next week.
Yeah, they were just like, you know, I'm excited to do this. We'll see you this. Good ear, because I heard that. I forgot to write that down. Yeah,
because I noticed, like, not only Carrie-Anne, I think Bruno said it too, if I'm not mistaken, and they're both like, well, if you make it next week, we'll hope you make it. Well, if you make it, and they did not say that to anyone else. I'm just throwing that out there right now. Although I do not think that they will get rid of him because he is, you know, ratings and controversy and all that at the moment. So I think he is safe, but I just don't know if anyone else noticed that.
Quick question, because I know that we are wrapping up, but do you know if the votes, like, if the voters, we have all the say?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay, never mind. We don't know that.
But
keep us on our toes over here.
Quickly before we go, just say who you think is going to be eliminated tomorrow night. Well, who's your guess? I'll start if you guys need a minute. I'm going to say it's going to be Rick Perry and Emma.
That's who I say is going home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's your guess?
I love Emma. I know her personally, so I'm like, I don't want her to go, but I don't know.
At this point, I feel like it's them. Well, we obviously do not have a show Tuesday nights. We're going to be kind of briefly, like, talking about Tuesday night show Monday before we start Monday night show, just like who went home and if we thought that was fair or not. But I hope you guys join us. Thanks for watching. Do you want to tell them where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter at LadyLBH, and it's been great chatting with you guys.
And you can find me on all my social media sites, Let's Face It with Justine, Twitter, Let's Face It 33, and yeah, thanks guys for watching tonight.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at AnnikaMichelle1 and my website, AnnikaMichelle.com. Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.